Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
I'd like to tell you the story of the Polinskys. Gerald was 89, Arlene was 86. They were married for 64 years. They died recently the way they lived their lives, together. Gerald had been diagnosed with the coronavirus a couple of weeks ago, Arlene more recently, and they were being treated together at the same hospital in Florida. Their son-in-law, David Johnson, who is a journalist like us, wrote on Facebook, in a scene befitting a story tale ending, as his body was being moved out of the room, the nurses told us that she noticed, and she said, "Together, Jerry." And then she was gone.